an amendment. It shall not pass until we have the amendment read. Representative Shepperson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 49 and will withdraw it at the appropriate time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just asking you to think about this one more time. We talked about this the other day and some of our delegation was gone, and so I thought it appropriate to bring this up. It was in 2003 that we passed Section N of this law that made it a felony for someone to have the intent to kill or to kill an animal. That was just in 2003. And I've tried to do some research to see if there's been any significant reason that we need to increase this penalty even further, and I have found nothing. So I just don't see any justification for this. Again, I feel this is a slap in the face to those who have been subjected to domestic violence, and I would urge you to vote no on this bill.
Further discussion on the amendment. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And I do thank my good friend from Northern Casper for bringing this just to have a little more discussion. Really, it's been brought up over the last few days that we have a lot of bills to still discuss and that we are dealing with a lot of social issues, and I don't want to dwell on this morning. I had a poster, but I decided not to distribute any information to you because I think there's a lot of you that know how you feel about this issue. But what it says at the top is, which side of the fence are you on? There were some of the questions that maybe weren't answered the other day, but I guess, ran out of time. But this really deals with dog fighting and cock fighting and the increase in the penalty. My understanding is that there are numerous situations around the state of Wyoming that maybe are not on the books because individuals have eluded our law enforcement because the penalty is just not high enough. It's not a risk. It's, you know, $750 versus $5,000. I appreciate the ag industry and where my good friend comes from and her concerns. I also, as I had stated the other day, have a great concern for the victims of domestic violence and do agree that we should increase those penalties, and I hope that we get to work on that. But ladies and gentlemen, we are just talking about one section of the statute dealing specifically with dog fighting and cock fighting, increasing that penalty, and also the other terrific component of this bill, which is allowing animal control officers the chance and opportunity now to rescue abused animals, to be proactive for our four-legged friends. It's important, and I would ask that you vote no on this amendment. Thank you very much.
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With all due respect, I truly believe that there is no substantial evidence that this is a major problem in the state of Wyoming. Quite frankly, this is a solution to a problem that we just don't have. I would urge you to vote no. Thank you.
Further discussion. Representative Meyer.
Mr. Speaker, this morning I had the opportunity to meet with a police chief, and he was telling me of an incident with the police dogs and how important it is to have more in our legislation to address this issue. Every 3 years, they have an officer who flies to Germany to select dogs to bring back to be trained. It takes several years for these dogs to be trained. By the time they're finished, it costs $25,000 per dog to train them. They've had incidences where people have taken sticks and beaten the dogs in the head or even destroyed the dogs. It's not just the animal, it's also something that we need to realize that we are using in other things like law enforcement. So these animals are important. We need to give a message to people that this is not acceptable. So it's hurting us as far as the animals are concerned, and it's hurting us financially as well. We need to do something about the cruelty to animals because of the impact that it does have. I urge you to vote no on this amendment.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, and just a quick response to the representative from the southeastern part of the state. We just, I believe, passed a bill that injuring or killing a police dog a felony with up to 10 years in jail. So you know, we were very proactive in that, and we did that, and this body did that. My concern with this overall is that the unintended consequences of adding, and I don't have a problem with adding the municipal animal control officer, but I can think of a couple instances to where, boy, I may get in trouble if I'm driving through a town and I'm hauling some horses back from Pavilion or up to Pavilion, and one of them's not the happiest mood, or it's, you know, maybe it's 110 degrees out or something's going on, and I pull into a gas station, get some fuel, and they create a ruckus, and one of them decides to get loose and try to flip over or rear up and cut the top of their head up, or it happens, and then somebody comes by and who may be a municipal animal control officer, doesn't know a thing about large animals, and what this ruckus all about, looks in and sees his little blood, and doggone it, I'm in jail. I'm concerned about the unintended consequences of this. I would urge your support of the amendment and against the bill.
Representative Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, against the bill. I think the intent of the bill is headed in the right direction, but I'm a little concerned about that. Maybe we've just stepped a little bit across the line here when you do compare it to penalties for domestic violence. That really is a solid argument in my book. I'm also a bit concerned about we've gone to a lot of work in Wyoming to have post-certified police officers. Those are people that are highly trained and certified as such, and that doesn't necessarily include an animal control officer. And you might put a non-certified person in a situation like that, and something could develop that would actually need a post-certified officer, and I have concerns about that, so I ask your consideration for on and for the amendment against the bill. Thank you.
Representative Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and against the amendment and for the bill. When all else fails, the good majority floor leader has told us to read the instructions. And what this bill does is it doesn't change a thing. This doesn't change cruelty to animals, a horse that would jump up in a horse trailer. This doesn't do anything for police dogs. This says on page 2 that the fine will stay the same, that it is a misdemeanor. On line 2 it says, except in subsequent offenses for aggravated cruelty of animals as defined in subsection C. So that's the only thing we're talking about, is in subsection C. And in that case, then it's a felony. And what is subsection C? Subsection C is to own, possess, keep, or train fowls or dogs with the intent of allowing them to engage in exhibition fighting with other dogs or fowls. And to do that repeatedly is what is a felony. So that's all this bill says. It doesn't affect any other cruelty to any animals. It remains a misdemeanor for all other cases except for dog and cock fighting and for those who would do it more than once. On and for the bill.
Further discussion on the amendment. Opportunity for second discussion just a minute prior to the sponsor, Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to respond to the good mayor, former mayor of Casper. We did have that concern about animal control officers, and we took that section of statute out of this bill with their capabilities so that they would have backup by peace officers that would be armed, because animal control officers typically do not carry a gun. So I hope that we've answered that question and that concern, because that would be the last thing we would want to do, and I would hope that they would be monitoring their situation before they got into a risky situation. So, again, thank you.
Representative Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Perhaps I'm a bit uneducated on this, and that certainly is possible. But I looked up the definition of animal, and I do see the term. I know what this is intended to do, dogs and cats, cockfightings and dogs. But the word animal is used throughout this thing. Now, if you look up in Wyoming legislation what an animal is, you'll find that it's a much broader category than that. And so I question why the word animal is used so many times through here if you are focusing it just on a couple of genus and species of a particular subset of the animal group. And I believe that's a serious concern to address, so I would ask you to educate me on that, if you would, my good friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Oh, no, I can't respond to it.
Final opportunity for discussion before the sponsor. Representative Shepperson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, if there was any substantial evidence to support this, I would definitely be in favor of it. There is not, and so, again, I'm asking you to vote no on the bill, and I withdraw my amendment at this time. Thank you.
The amendment is withdrawn. House Bill 49, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gentile. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlek. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Steward. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Walsh. Walsh. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 35 ayes, 25 noes.
House Bill 49, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 49 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 251.
House Bill 251, introduced by Representative White, an act relating to driving while under the influence, DUI tests, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 251, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gentile. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlick. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Walsh. Warren. White. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Olson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Jones, aye to no. Alden, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Mercer, aye to no. Any other changes? The vote is closed, 48 ayes, 12 noes.
House Bill 251, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 251 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 258.
House Bill 258, introduced by Representative Esquivel Ken, an act relating to motor vehicles regarding amending testing requirements for driving while under the influence of alcohol, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 258, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gentile. Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Dillaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, Martin, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlick, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, Stewart, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Walsh, Warren, White, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hallinan, aye to no. Swanitzer Dave, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 34 ayes, 26 noes.
House Bill 258, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 258 has passed the House.